Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarani. So the song that we sang this evening and the song, yes, the song that we sing every morning in ISKCON.
Esa es la canción que siempre cantamos en ISKCON.
Has deep meaning to it.
Tiene un significado muy profundo.
The very first line, Sri Guru Charana Padma.
La misma primera línea, Sri Guru Charana Padma.
The lotus feet of our spiritual master.
Quiere decir que los pies del loto de nuestro maestro espiritual.
This term, lotus feet.
Ese término, esa frase, pie del loto.
We see this all the time, describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it can also apply to the Lord's pure devotee. It means that the personality is not contaminated by the material world.
Quiere decir que la personalidad no está contaminada por el mundo material.
Whether the Lord or his pure devotee,
sea el Señor Supremo o sea el Dios puro de él,
even they are here in the material world,
aunque ellos están aquí en el mundo material,
they are not touched by the material energy.
La energía material no lo puede tocar a ellos.
So the next word, Kevala Bhakti.
Y la siguiente palabra, Kevala Bhakti.
Pure devotional service.
Quiere decir, servicio devocional puro.
Pure devotional service is very rarely gotten.
El servicio devocional puro es recibido muy raramente.
It is described in the Nectar of Devotion.
Está descrito en el libro Nectar de la Devoción.
That it is very, very rare to attain pure devotional service.
Y para obtener el servicio devocional puro es muy, muy raro.
Because by pure devotional service,
¿por qué? Porque si uno hace servicio devocional puro,
one is intimately related with Krishna.
Uno vuelve en relación con Krishna, pero muy íntimamente.
Ordinary devotional service,
el servicio devocional ordinario,
does not allow someone intimate contact with God.
No deja que uno relacione o contacte al Señor Supremo muy íntimamente.
But by pure devotional service,
pero con servicio devocional puro,
one is allowed to get near the Lord.
Uno sí puede acercar al Señor Supremo.
So therefore we bow down to such a personality.
Entonces por eso,
who is a personification of pure devotional service. And then this next word, Savadana Mate. We should be offering our respects to such a person. With great care and attention. Now it says in this first verse,
entonces dice en el primer verso,
that by serving and worshiping this personality,
que si nosotros adoramos y servimos a esa personalidad,
we can cross over material existence.
Nosotros podemos cruzar la existencia material.
But we need his mercy.
Pero necesitamos la misericordia de él.
So his mercy is there in his teachings.
Entonces, la misericordia de él está en las enseñanzas de él.
His mercy is there even now.
Ahora mismo también hay misericordia de él.
I am his disciple, Srila Prabhupada.
Yo soy un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada.
But you can also get the same mercy that is available to me.
Pero ustedes también pueden recibir misma misericordia que yo puedo recibir.
That is why he wrote these books.
Por eso él escribió sus libros.
By reading his books,
leyendo los libros de él,
you are associating personally with Srila Prabhupada.
Ustedes están asociando con Srila Prabhupada personalmente.
And when you follow his instructions,
y cuando uno sigue las instrucciones de él,
then you get the mercy of Krishna also.
Después también viene la misericordia de Krishna.
That is another song we sing every morning. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat nagati katopi.
Yasya prasadat nagati katopi.
It is by serving the spiritual master.
Es por servir al señor el maestro espiritual.
And following his instructions.
Y siguiendo las instrucciones de él.
That is the only way we know that we have a chance to satisfy God.
Es la única manera que podemos saber.
So we should be more interested in satisfying the spiritual master than we should be about worrying about satisfying Krishna. Because we really don't know how to satisfy God. But it is very clear throughout all of his books how we can satisfy the pure devotee who is giving us an opportunity to attain pure devotional service. The second verse is something that Prabhupada would many times emphasize.
El segundo verso de esa canción es algo que Srila Prabhupada siempre enfatizaba.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Chitte te koriya aikya.
Chitte te koriya aikya.
Arana koriho mane ash.
Arana koriho mane ash.
So, Guru Mukha Padma.
Guru Mukha Padma.
Just as his feet are compared to the lotus. His mouth is also compared to the lotus. Because the bona fide spiritual master only speaks the words of the absolute truth. He does not speak his own words. He is representing God. And is only talking about God's instructions. He does not discuss mundane topics. So since the spiritual master speaks the absolute truth, because he repeats the instructions of Krishna, those words which he speak, we should take them very seriously into our hearts. We should make those instructions one with our desire. We should not desire anything else but to execute the orders of the spiritual master. The next line says, if we become attached to the spiritual master, attached to serving him and executing his orders, that will fulfill all of our desires. I have a little realization of this. I began full-time preaching in
1994.
And once I began full-time preaching,
y una vez que empecé a predicar full-time,
I started to realize that all my desires were being fulfilled.
Yo empecé a notar que todos mis deseos están cumplidos.
The conditioned soul,
el alma condicionada,
who doesn't obey a spiritual master,
que no obedece a un maestro espiritual,
tries to satisfy his desires independently.
Tratan de satisfacer sus deseos independientemente,
and is sometimes successful but mostly fails.
Y a veces tiene éxito, pero mayoría a veces fracasa.
But when you begin to serve Guru and Krishna,
pero cuando uno empieza a servir Guru y Krishna, maestro espiritual y señor supremo,
then your desires will actually be fulfilled.
Después sus deseos realmente van a estar.
Now it says, the spiritual master opens the eyes.
Ahora dice que el maestro espiritual abre nuestros ojos.
It's the same as another mantra that we chant.
Igual que otro mantra que nosotros cantamos.
Om Jnana Timurandasya.
Om Jnana
Timurandasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Chakshun Militam Yena.
Chakshun Militam Yena.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
Tasmai Sri Gurave.
So we are all born ignorant.
Entonces, todo el mundo está nacido ignorante.
Taking a material birth is a sign of ignorance.
Tomando un nacimiento material es un signo de ignorancia.
If we were not ignorant,
si nosotros no hubiéramos sido ignorantes,
we would not have taken a material birth.
Nosotros no hubiéramos tomado una vida material.
So we are all blind to the absolute truth.
Nosotros estamos ciegos en el aspecto de verdad absoluta.
Because we're too much absorbed in material life.
Porque estamos muy absorto en la vida material.
And we're ignorant of how to achieve ultimate happiness.
Y estamos muy ignorantes cómo debemos adquirir la bienaventuranza.
So one of the gifts of the spiritual master,
uno de los regalos del maestro espiritual es,
is transcendental knowledge.
Es conocimiento transcendental.
That transcendental knowledge is found in the Bhagavad Gita.
Este conocimiento transcendental se puede encontrar en el Bhagavad Gita,
Srimad
Bhagavatam,
Nectar of Devotion,
Nectar de la Devoción,
and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Y enseñanzas del Señor Chaitanya.
These four books
are
the essence of transcendental knowledge.
Son la esencia del conocimiento transcendental.
These four books,
este cuatro libros,
we should learn very, very thoroughly.
Debemos aprender muy, muy profundamente.
Everything is there for us to achieve full transcendental knowledge.
Ahí, en estos cuatro libros, hay todo para nosotros para adquirir total conocimiento transcendental.
So, by reading these books over and over and over again,
entonces, leyendo esos libros, nuevamente y nuevamente y nuevamente,
gradually it becomes part of your very existence.
Gradualmente, se vuelve parte de tu propia existencia.
And you start to think, feel, and will.
Y usted empieza a pensar, sentir y desear
in terms of transcendental knowledge. There is a very important verse by Lord Chaitanya.
Hay un verso muy importante por Sri Chaitanya.
That he says, we need the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna.
Donde él dice que nosotros necesitamos la misericordia combinada de Guru y de Krishna.
E rupe brahmanda brahmate kono bhagyavan jeev. That everyone in this material world is simply rotating and revolving, higher and lower.
Quiere decir que todo el mundo, todas las entidades vivientes en este mundo material, está rotando arriba, abajo, en diferentes grados.
Sometimes we're up, sometimes down. Jai.
A veces estamos arriba, a veces estamos abajo.
Sometimes happy, sometimes sad.
A veces feliz, a veces triste.
My friend here works in the free zone.
Yo trabajo en la zona libre.
He knows many, many people.
Conozco mucha gente.
For many years.
Por muchos años.
Years back, they were very rich.
Hace muchos años eran muy ricos.
Now they are very poor.
Y ahora están muy pobres.
Am I correct?
Correcto.
You have seen.
Sí.
So many. That is the way the material world works.
Esa es la manera que trabaja el mundo material.
So everybody is rotating.
Todo el mundo está rotando.
So it is a fortunate person.
Entonces, toca una persona muy afortunado.
A fortunate person gets two things.
Una persona afortunada recibe dos cosas.
Guru and Krishna.
Guru y Krishna.
You need both mercy.
Necesita la misericordia de los dos.
By the mercy of Guru,
por la misericordia de Guru,
you get Krishna.
Usted recibe Krishna.
But how do you get Guru?
Pero ¿cómo recibe Guru?
By the mercy of Krishna.
Por la misericordia de Krishna.
So sometimes it's like which comes first. So, Krishna is in your heart.
Krishna está en nuestro corazón.
As soon as you show a little desire,
apenas nosotros mostramos un deseo pequeño,
to want to strive for transcendental knowledge,
que yo quiero aprender, quiero entender, conocimiento trascendental,
Krishna puts you in touch with a pure devotee.
Krishna nos pone en contacto con un devoto puro.
Or his representative. That devotee or spiritual master acts like your spiritual doctor and gives you the medicine, transcendental knowledge. By that transcendental knowledge, you start to become healthy in your spiritual life. So all of us should be experiencing our spiritual health is getting stronger.
Nosotros, todo el mundo, todos nosotros debemos estar experimentando o tener esa experiencia que mi vida espiritual está más y más y mejor y más saludable cada día.
So if I find myself
y si yo encuentro a mí,
one day
un día,
that I do not feel spiritually healthy, then I need to see the doctor. So that means reading his books. Hearing his words. And executing his instructions. Srila Prabhupada's number one instruction. His first instruction. Chant the Maha Mantra on your beads.
Cante el Hare Krishna Mantra en su japa.
16 rondos.
16
rondas.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. That is your medicine.
Esa es nuestra medicina.
When you are sick,
cuando uno está enfermo,
you have to take your medicine.
Uno tiene que tomar su medicina.
We tell our children that all the time.
Todo el tiempo estamos diciendo a nuestros niños.
If you don't take your medicine,
si tú no tomas tu medicina,
you won't get healthy.
No te vas a curar y no vas a ser saludable.
If you want spiritual health,
si usted quiere un salud bueno espiritual,
you have to seriously chant this Maha Mantra.
Uno tiene que cantar el Hare Krishna Maha Mantra muy seriamente.
As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, Ainechi Aushadhi Maya, Nashi Baro Lagi. Lord Chaitanya has brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of ignorance. The disease of Maya. So this spiritual doctor, Srila
Prabhupada,
he is my master.
Él es mi maestro.
And he's my master forever.
Y él es mi maestro por siempre.
Not just temporary.
No temporalmente solamente.
Life after life, He is my master.
Vida tras vida, él es mi maestro.
Now, Srila Prabhupada is also personifying love of God.
Srila Prabhupada también está personificando amor de Dios.
I had the blessed opportunity to personally witness that.
Yo tuve la oportunidad bendecida para ver este.
The very first time I saw Srila Prabhupada.
La primera vez que yo vi a Srila Prabhupada.
I was able to see him emanating love of God.
Yo pude experimentar que estaba emanando amor de Dios.
There is a description in the Nectar of Devotion book.
Hay una descripción en el libro Nectar de la Devoción.
That from the pure devotee.
Que desde el devoto puro.
There is an emanation of love of God.
Viene una emanación de amor de Dios.
Which is just like sunlight.
Que es como la luz del sol.
And the first time I saw Prabhupada.
Y primera vez que yo vi a Srila Prabhupada.
That was my personal experience.
Eso era mi experiencia personal.
That was back in 1973.
Eso era en 1973.
At that time I thought
en ese momento yo pensé,
that now I have found the real living Jesus.
Ahora me he encontrado con un real Jesús en vivo.
That was my personal realization.
Eso era mi realización personal.
And what the spiritual doctor wants to do.
¿Y qué quiere hacer el doctor espiritual?
Destroy ignorance.
Él quiere destruir la ignorancia.
As Krishna does in Bhagavad Gita.
Así como Krishna hace en el Bhagavad Gita.
The first thing Krishna tells Arjuna.
La primera cosa Krishna dice a Arjuna.
Is to destroy his ignorance.
Es para aniquilar la ignorancia de él.
And the root cause of all ignorance.
¿Y cuál es el raíz?
I am this body.
Yo soy el cuerpo.
That is the root of all ignorance.
Ese es el raíz de toda ignorancia.
And that is where Krishna begins his instructions.
Ahí es donde Krishna empieza sus instrucciones.
And if you listen to Prabhupada's preaching,
y si usted escucha la predica de Srila Prabhupada,
time after time after time,
tiempo tras tiempo tras tiempo,
he also emphasizes that same point. That we need to come off the bodily concept of life.
Necesitamos salir del concepto corporal de la vida.
The spiritual master has such great qualities.
El maestro espiritual tiene unas cualidades muy grandiosas.
The pure devotee is so rarely seen.
El devoto puro es muy raro de existencia.
That throughout all the Vedic scriptures, such a rare personality is glorified.
Una persona tan rara como él está glorificada.
And therefore, we should also be glorifying Srila Prabhupada forever.
Y por eso nosotros también debemos glorificar a Srila Prabhupada por siempre.
The spiritual master, among many of his duties,
las deberes de, entre todas las deberes del maestro espiritual,
one of his main duties is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls.
Es para salvar las almas caídas condicionadas.
The real spiritual master,
un maestro espiritual genuino,
is not concerned about his own spiritual advancement.
Él no está muy preocupado de su avance espiritual personal de él.
The real spiritual master,
el real maestro,
the bona fide spiritual master, is very much concerned how to deliver the suffering poor souls in this material world. Just like there are doctors, they may be making thousands of dollars in their practice, but some of them,
pero algunos de ellos,
they go to very poor countries.
Ellos van unos lugares muy pobres, unos países muy
like Africa. And they give free medical service. Why do they do that? Because they have compassion. So the spiritual master is, like I said, he is a spiritual doctor. And his heart is an ocean of compassion. He simply wants to deliver as many fallen conditioned souls. There is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, which he offered to Lord Narsingha after the Lord killed his father. So one of those prayers, Prahlad also showed who is a real Vaishnava, that he is concerned about all the conditioned souls. And when Prabhupada was alive on walking this earth, I myself and so many others, we saw how concerned he was for others. He sacrificed his health and everything just to help spread this movement. Because this movement, ISKCON, is a spiritual hospital. So this temple is a spiritual hospital. We are to take in the conditioned souls who are sick with Maya. And we are all nurses and doctors. Because if we don't help them, who will? That was one of the things Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That if the advanced devotees don't go out and save the conditioned souls, who will? The neophyte devotees only can care about themselves. It takes an advanced devotee to try to make other devotees. If you want to quickly advance, if you want to get from this position to this higher position, take on the mood of Prabhupada. Become a spiritual nurse and help another fallen conditioned soul to get out of Maya. And you will see, you will help somebody, and you yourself will become even more healthy. You'll become more happy. So the more you give Krishna consciousness to others, you yourself go up. Now this song ends. We beg Srila Prabhupada, please be merciful to us. Because in spiritual life, only thing you can do is beg. You cannot demand. We are all beggars. We are beggar in front of our spiritual master. We are a beggar in front of God. Even amongst each other. We beg. Prabhu. Prabhu. That's our mood. We're begging. Please. 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 We cannot command or demand. Even Prabhupada begged us, his disciples. He would beg us for our own good. He would beg us, please chant 16 rounds. Please follow the four principles. Please cooperate with each other. That was Prabhupada. And because Prabhupada was a genuine pure devotee, and because we knew he really cared for us, we were willing to do whatever he asked us to do. In ISKCON, there have always been problems. Since day one, there's always been scandal, fall downs, mistakes, offenses, abuses. It's always been there. But we always knew Prabhupada is there. He will sort everything out. And we never thought Prabhupada would die. We thought Prabhupada was like Bhishma. That he would die when he wanted to die. So when Prabhupada left, it was actually a shock. Although he was very advanced in age, it shouldn't have been a shock. But still, we never thought it would happen. And now, what happens? He leaves the movement in our hands. And soon, Prabhupada's disciples will be all gone. And the movement will be in your hands. Good luck. Buena suerte. I hope you do a better job than we did. But it's not easy. When you sit in a car as a passenger, it looks easy. But then when you're behind the wheel, now you know, whoa, this is not so easy as it looks. So much responsibility in your hands. You may have children in the car. And you have to be so attentive. So the day is coming. The movement will be in your hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It says here that we asked spiritual master to give us the shade of his lotus feet. That is because in the material world, everyone is burning. Everyone is suffering. Here in Panama, it gets very hot. So you want to go under a tree where it's shady. You want relief. So the spiritual master's feet will give you cooling shade. from the blazing fire of material existence. And in the material world, it is natural. Human beings want to glorify and praise other human beings for great accomplishments. If somebody is a great musician or a movie star, or someone is very heroic, people want to praise such a person. So in the same way, we want to praise and glorify Srila Prabhupada, because he is the best thing that has happened to the conditioned souls in this modern day. And every one of us is Prabhupada's disciple. Whether you are direct disciple or grand disciple or great grand disciple, you are all part of Prabhupada's hospital staff. And therefore, on this day, we renew our promises. We renew our commitment. And we become more determined to administer the medicine of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Muchas gracias. So it was March or February, end of February, beginning of March,
1975.
I was 25 years old. I was a brahmachari. And I was traveling around the United States. Distributing Prabhupada's books. So we wound up in the city of Atlanta. And it just so happens that Prabhupada came to that temple at that same time. That was a very special occasion. Because when Prabhupada came into the temple room, he sat down on the Vyasasan, and across from him were the Gornitai deities. Prabhupada started to chant a song, and this is what he sang. Parama karuna pahundvi jana mithai gora chandra. That's the exact tune Prabhupada sang. So he started to explain. So the temple room was full of brahmacharis. Over 100 brahmacharis. And Prabhupada is looking at the deities at the other end of the temple. And as he's explaining the song, he begins to cry. Because he's realizing how merciful like your deities, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are. That temple is just like your temple. Gornitai is the main deity. So Prabhupada was seeing all these brahmacharis. So Prabhupada was understanding how merciful is Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I was sitting right where he's sitting, right up close. And when Prabhupada started to cry, nobody knew what to do. So there was complete silence. And then Prabhupada excused himself. And he said that he would return in the evening to give a class. He couldn't continue singing. So in the evening he sang that song. He played first with Kartal. And somebody had a big tape recorder. So after Prabhupada sang, they played back what he had just sung. And they had the microphone by the speaker. And then Prabhupada played mridanga to the song. Everybody went mad in ecstasy. And Prabhupada gave a very nice class. Then, a day or two later, Prabhupada was giving the Sunday feast talk. So, this time I was by the deities. So I was as far away from Prabhupada as you could be. So after the lecture, Prabhupada said, are there any questions? So I raised my hand. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada had his secretary repeat the question. His name was Tamal Krishna Goswami. So he repeated to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? So Prabhupada closed his eyes. He tilted his head. And spoke right into the microphone. When you love Krishna. His answer was, when you love Krishna. Everyone was thinking that the answer to my question was going to be when you distribute my books. Because all of ISKCON was mad with that. That's all you heard night and day in the temples. Go out and distribute books. Distribute books. Prabhu, go out and Sankirtan. That's all you heard. So I wanted to hear it from Prabhupada. But that's not what he said. He said, when you love Krishna. That's why I love my Srila Prabhupada. He wants me just to love Krishna. And that loving Krishna, it all begins here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bueno.